This interactive sculpture installation is called All the Possibilities of Stacking Up Two Cubed to Sit On by Vernon Pratt. The installation consists of 15 separate stack components made of marble. All of the pieces except for one are arranged in the grass yard in front of the Durham Arts Council, which is located in the atrium of the building on the right side of the main entrance. The other piece sits on the patio between the main entrance and the grass yard.
If you view the sculpture from above, it is comprised of two circular arrangements around a flat engraved piece of marble, which is a 32-inch square. The central piece is engraved with the title of the work. At the bottom, it says all the possibilities of stacking up to two cubed to sit on. At the bottom left corner, at the bottom right corner, it says AD 1988 and also has the artist's signature engraved in cursive called Pratt. The larger outer circle is made up of 10 separate sculpture stacks of blocks, each arranged in a different stack formation. The inner circle is similarly made up of 4 separate sculpture stacks. These blocks are all solid granite cubes measuring 16 inches by 16 inches by 16 inches. Each stack, as you progress around the circle, is a different arrangement of cubes. They are uniformly spaced at a distance of about 5 feet apart.
9 of the stack formations are made with light gray marble with tiny specks of white and darker gray throughout. The top of each block looks to be shiny and smooth, while the sides have a slightly rougher, more normal texture. The remaining 6 stack formations are made of pink marble. Each of the 15 separate elements in this piece is constructed using smaller cubes as a building blocks. They're arranged in a unique configuration, with each separate stack only containing up to a total of 8 cubes, 8 being the same as 2 cubed. There are no more than 4 cubes in the shape of a square as the base of each individual component, and none of the sculptures exceed the height of 2 cubes. The sculpture is called All the Possibilities of Stacking Up 2 Cubed to Sit On because Vernon Pratt shows all the possible ways that 8 individual cubes can be arranged in order to form each sculpture. Each of the individual sculptures comprises of 2 circular arrangements and are thoughtfully placed.
If you start at the name piece in the center with your back to Morris Street, the first cube to your right is a single cube on the inner circle. The next piece to your right is 2 cubes on the outer circle with their vertical edges touching. Moving clockwise around the outer circle, the next stack is 3 cubes, 1 cube in height, forming an L shape. The next stack is 4 cubes, a similar L shape with 3 of the cubes, with the 4th cube stacked on top at the corner of the L. The next stack is 5 cubes, 4 forming one solid square base piece and 1 cube in one of the corners. The next stack is 6 cubes, 4 as a square base and 2 together stacked on top of one side. The next is 7 cubes, 4 as a square base and 3 stacked on top in an L shape. The next is 6 cubes, 4 as a square base and 2 stacked on top, diagonally with the vertical edges touching. The next is 5 cubes, a 3-block L-shaped base with 2 stacked on top, diagonally with the vertical edges touching. The next is 4 cubes, 2 cubes in height, vertical edges touching. The next is 3 cubes, a 2-cube in height part and the 3rd cube at the bottom, touching the stacked cubes at the vertical edge.
Starting back at the single cube in the center circle and moving clockwise is a 2-cube piece and end to end. The next is a 4-cube piece that forms a solid 4-cube squared. The next is a 4-cube with 2 horizontal and 2 vertical. The final piece in this installation sits apart from the 2 circles and is in the upper patio closer to the Arts Council building atrium. This solid block of 8 cubes, 2 cubes wide by 2 cubes long by 2 cubes high.